Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
I went through this with my last move, and I'm going through it again now. Big scams from the big companies. I'm not falling for it, but I'm sure people do.
Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Companies go to the courthouse, and they see when deeds have been transferred. And then they send out spam mail, snail mail. But the mail is written and packaged to make it seem like it's not an ad, but something of big significance to your home, like when the bank sells your loan to a company like AmeriHome.
It's urgent.
So much mail and trash comes to your home that shouldn't. It shouldn't be legal. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
So this may just have been brought to my attention on Saturday, but watching the SEC network, and I'm watching intently, and I keep thinking, man, there are a lot of penalties in this game. No, wait a minute. That's just ESPN and the SEC network score alert. Why would you make your score alert during a football game turn half of the screen yellow when yellow in football indicates a penalty? So I'm just sitting there watching, and I think there's a penalty after every play because they're updating me on scores. And also, by the way, since I'm talking about it, when I'm watching the SEC network on a Saturday in the fall, I don't need a score alert for what's going on between the Astros and the Red Sox.
And they complain and complain.
Go Astros.
And complain and complain.
Now batting, Paul Kuharski.
My primary complaint is ingress into a game. Look, I'm usually at Nissan Stadium 2 hours at least before the Titans play. I don't deal with the traffic, and I'm going in a media gate. I didn't have a traffic issue last night. I thought it was pretty good. Parking lot attendant directed me to the wrong place. But here's the big one. I went to the right line, right, and I minimized my wait time. But in 2018, we have to find a better way to get people in a building. And when you get to the front of the line, you can't be greeted by a woman saying, "Form an orderly line here or I won't let you in." To which I said, "Yes, you will, because I've paid a significant amount of money and your job is to get me in." I didn't say the second part because Simon was there, but I said, "Yes, you will." The scanners at the front of these lines in 2018, when you've insisted that paperless tickets are the way to go and scanning is what must happen, has to be fast. Bang! I lay out my ticket, you scan it, it beeps. Here's my second, here's my third, and I'm in. See how that worked? That's not how it worked last night. She's complaining about the brightness of screens and everything. Everybody's screen is bright enough, unless they've got it way turned down. This system has to be more efficient. And we talk about what needs to go into new stadiums in America, what the new feature is or whatever. I don't know, but here's what I would do if I was building a stadium. I'd have a gate for entrance every 5 yards, and I would have some kind of functional machine or person at every one of those gates. You should never be in a line. I don't care if everybody shows up at the same time. Make the entire outside of the stadium a gate.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Midday 180 fans. Maybe you're live here at Champions Run Golf Course in Rockville. You're listening across Middle Tennessee. Please rise. Now batting, cleanup, Chad Withrow.
So I got a ticket today on the way out here. Let's start with that. I'm not going to complain about the ticket. I was doing 72 and a 55. I was trying to get here quickly. I had to drop my daughter off at Parents Day Out at 9:25. If you're familiar with Middle Tennessee, going from Mount Juliet at 9:25 to Rockville. By 10 a.m. is impossible. I was trying to get here by 10:15. I couldn't because I got pulled over for speeding. Cops doing their job. Have no problem with that. I am pro-efficiency in America. I am for that. I will stand on that platform. If I run for office at any point, I will run on a platform of efficiency. What is not efficient is when you pull someone over for speeding. Typically, if someone's speeding, they're in a hurry to get somewhere. You pull them over for speeding, and the process for issuing a ticket in 2018 involves a pencil handwritten ticket that takes 20 minutes to issue when they look through everything. I'm all for paying the ticket. If I get caught, fine. Give me the option to give my credit card to you and swipe it like there, like when I get my hair cut. I can do it on someone's cell phone. If you're telling me the U.S. government or the Lebanon City government in 2018 can't give every single cop an attachment to their phone or an attachment to a machine where I can simply pay for the speeding ticket right there, I'm going to cut out court costs. I'm going to cut out hours the government's spending on employees that are there processing handwritten paperwork. I'm going to cut the middleman out completely. I will pay you the $100 and some odd it is right there to be done with this at that point and get on my way. Let's be more efficient. I'm complaining for people getting pulled over, and I'm complaining on behalf of the police department. I'm sure the two cops who pulled me over would rather be doing something else than sitting there handwriting out a ticket at 10 a.m. on a Wednesday. It's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Now it is time for you to complain. 615-737-1045. Phone lines are open. We don't need a second complaint, not a third complaint. Your primary complaint right now, 615-737-1045.
Hey, boys, I before we get to the calls, I just, once in a while, something comes across your Twitter feed that you just have to read out loud, correct? Washington Yes. Post headline. Novelist who wrote about how to murder your husband charged with murdering her husband. She is Please not a handsome link. Woman, unless this is the husband, in which case he is not a handsome man. I will be retweeting this presently.